I'm Liam Elder Connors with VPR News. The union that represents Vermont school teachers will hold a rally for racial equity in Montpelier this weekend. Martha Allen is the racial equity liaison at the Vermont NEA. She says the union is developing a new toolkit for school administrators, teachers, and students.
The toolkit will help teachers and administrators and students to work on racial equity in their schools.
Some speakers at the rally will call for passage of an ethnic studies bill during the next legislative session. Backers of the legislation say the bill will help build cultural fluency in Vermont schools. Governor Phil Scott's Opioid Coordination Council discussed safe injection sites as a possible remedy to the ongoing opioid epidemic, but concluded they are not appropriate at this time. The council did endorse greater investment by the state in syringe service programs. The Department for Children and Families wants to completely revamp the state's emergency housing program. Jeffrey Pippinger is with DCF. He says the program has been built piecemeal over the years and needs to be updated.
It's a long process. You know, we're essentially overhauling an entire program. And the pace of moving forward at times is slow because we're trying to be as deliberate as possible.
Pippinger says the eligibility process is time-consuming and confusing, and it takes resources away from serving people who are homeless. The number of people requesting cold weather housing increased by 20% last year. The Green Mountain Care Board has set budgets for the state's 14 hospitals. This spring, the board told hospitals they should limit growth in revenues they collect from patients to 2.8%. The hospitals have met that overall goal for their 2019 budgets. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.